is your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of the day, we're going to see mostly cloudy skies, upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll have rain showers likely, breezy, lower 40s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. For Tuesday, we'll continue with rain showers likely, otherwise cloudy skies, cooler, temperatures at 51. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 36 degrees. Currently, it's 57.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and agview.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station at AgView.net. This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway echoing comments made by Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, saying the negotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement not moving fast enough. Conaway said Perdue hit the nail on the head when he said we need to stop circling the ring in NAFTA negotiations and begin laying out some concrete agricultural proposals. Conaway headed to Canada over the weekend to engage on ag issues in advance of the next round of NAFTA negotiations happening this week. Perdue spoke to the Washington International Trade Association last week, saying there's a real opportunity to open Canadian dairy markets. He said he'd been somewhat disappointed in the NAFTA round so far, but believes the next round will be an opportunity to bring up more serious agriculture issues. Global food prices made a mild move upward last month. That, according to the Food and Ag Organization of the United Nations, the monthly FAO food price index averaged 178.4 points in September, up 1.4 from August and 7.4 above September of last year. Firmer prices in the vegetable oil and dairy sectors behind the small month-to-month rise. The index consists of an average of five commodity group price indices, weighing with the average export shares of each of the group from 2002 to 2004. Prices for cereal grains declined 1% to a level of 152.2, but the vegetable oil price index averaged 179.9 points in September compared to a 164.4 in August. That's the rising the second consecutive month and marking a seven-month high. Global dairy prices increased 2.1% for the month. Meat prices unchanged, along with a little change in sugar prices. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
Fall is here. Save up to $100 on a set of select Hankook passenger or light truck tires with a Great Kitch tire rebate. Matt Tire in Frankfort, bringing you quality service combined with excellent workmanship and customer satisfaction. Just down the road, that's Matt Tire in Frankfort. Never halfway, Hankook Tire.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Tiffany Lane. Authorities have identified a Southwest Kansas man killed by officers last week after he charged at them. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said in a news release that the man was 29-year-old Cristino Humo Garcia of Garden City. The KBI says the shooting happened Thursday after authorities received a call about a man who began acting erratically when his vehicle became stuck about 15 miles southwest of Garden City. The historic Sumner Elementary School's future is uncertain because of a rift between its California owners and Topeka advocates who want to preserve it. A new statue outside the Kansas State Capitol will pay tribute to a frontier doctor from Dodge City who was an elderly leader in the public health efforts. The Wichita Eagle reports the statue will bring attention to Samuel Crumbine's work at the beginning of the 20th century. I'm Tiffany Lane.
Shop Lowe's All for Fall event and find great deals to spruce up your great outdoors. Fall's the perfect time to focus on your lawn, and now you can get up to 30% off select Scott seed and fertilizer. And keep your landscape looking its best by cleaning up the leaves with a Poland Pro backpack blower, now at a new lower price of just $199. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Scott's offer valid 927 through 1011. Blower offer valid 921 through 1119. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we've been putting tires on cars since 1926. And we know when the road gets rough, you need a set of tires that can get tough. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $60 on a Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid October 12th through November 12th. Claim form acquired. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Bancorp Bank member FDIC expiration applies.
Salina police arrested an 18-year-old college student last week for allegedly raping two fellow students at Kansas Wesleyan University. Terrence Williams of Garland, Texas, is accused of assaulting two 18-year-old female students since classes began in August. The Salina Post reports the victims told police that the three encounters happened at the university's dorms. Williams was arrested for the three counts of rape and one count of sexual battery and criminal restraint. The Post reports he is a member of the school's football team. An 11-year-old girl from Lincoln died following a weekend crash in Gray County. The crash happened Saturday morning, approximately 5 miles east of Montezuma. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a 48-year-old woman was southbound on K-23 when she failed to stop at a stop sign and was struck by another vehicle in the intersection. And the 11-year-old girl from Lincoln was in the car that ran the stop sign. She later died at the hospital. I'm Tiffany Lane.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Tiffany Lane. A legal opinion issued by the Nebraska Attorney General's office says that nearly $58,000 in payments made to three departing Nebraska parole board members for unused sick and vacation time were improper. The Omaha World Herald reports that the opinion, issued Friday, agreed with a finding by the state's auditor's office that the payments should not have been made. A state criminal prosecutor will lead a grand jury investigation into the Omaha police officer's actions and the stun gun-related death of a mentally ill man. The Omaha World Herald reports that Corey O'Brien, head of the criminal officers, the baby was injured Wednesday when he rolled off the changing table. Doctors said the child's injuries weren't consistent with that account. I'm Tiffany Lane.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday discussed bridge issues after the Public Works Advisor advised a bridge on Pawnee Road in Lincoln Township was recently damaged, perhaps by a grain cart. A lower weight limit has been posted until repairs are addressed, perhaps next spring. Two additional architectural firms are to present options for upgrading the county jail at a future commissioners meeting. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard another request for assistance with cash flow for the county health department. The agency remains on budget, but has experienced cash flow issues paying immediate bills. The problem stems from expenses related to the new building and improvements. Commissioners last month agreed to fund $5,000 toward vaccine purchases. The request led to a further discussion regarding the budget going forward, which had increased by $15,000 this year. In order to continue providing the level of service currently offered, another increase may be necessary. Director Tiffany Heyman was commended for working through the cash flow issues, and commissioners committed to getting through the remainder of the year before considering any further action. An immediate raise of $1.75 per hour for jailers was approved on a 2-to-1 vote, with Gary Ouellette voting no. His concern was that the raise would prompt other county employees to request raises as well. The sheriff has raised the issue of jailer pay and struggles with retention and recruitment, as Washington County remains in the lowest 10th percentile statewide in compensation. Two more have given notice of leaving, with six on staff currently. Washington County Emergency Preparedness Director Randy Hubbard recently returned from a two-week engagement with the Red Cross, assisting with recovery efforts from the hurricane in Florida. A delegation of 4-H ambassadors spoke with Nemahal County Commissioners at their recent meeting, and 4-H Month in October was recognized. The Nemahal County Attorney spoke briefly regarding potential for another tax sale upcoming. J.D. Adams, age 54, of Blue Springs, passed away Friday. Funeral services pending with the Laughlin of a funeral home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for J. Adams.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A-N-D-Y, your country. Let's talk music. Country remains the most popular radio format. If your preference is classic country, we've got you covered on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Reaching back to the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Hear the artists you're familiar with and the songs you grew up with. If today's country is your style, tune FM 95.5 for today's hot new country and all-time favorites. Just the right blend, with an emphasis on the hottest artists and songs on the radio today. By the way, the latest hits are featured on the Country Top 40 Sunday mornings with Bob Kingsley on FM 95.5. On the other side, Bill Miller reaches back Sunday afternoons with his program highlighting the best of the big band and standard classics on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And enjoy country classics from the 60s and 70s Sunday evening 6 to 7 with Herb's Country Classics. Ain't no bad country, just your favorite country on KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system making its way across the southern and eastern central parts of the Midwest. It does look like it's going to bring us some rain showers as we head into tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Once this cold front does move through, it does look like we're going to see some cooler temperatures, especially as we head into Tuesday night. We'll see lows drop down into the mid to upper 30s. But it does look like as we head into Wednesday through the end of the week, we should see some dry weather. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Monday, mostly cloudy skies, upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, we'll have rain showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 40s.
Winds will be breezy and gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Looks like for Tuesday, mostly cloudy. We'll continue with rain showers likely. Cooler, high of 51. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 36. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature early October 71, record high on this date 93 in 1928. The average low 47, the record low was 26 in 1976. Sunset this evening 6:53, sunrise in the morning 7:27.
If your employer offers paid vacation time, you really should be using it. All about the disappearing American vacation on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 9th, the 282nd day of the year. The late Beatle John Lennon would have turned 77 years old today. Here's a baffling contradiction about America's workforce. When surveyed, around 85% of the workers say they could use a vacation right now. But the amount of paid time off we actually used has been steadily decreasing for decades. In the year 2000, we took about 21 days per year on average. Today, that number is down to 16 days. Explanations range from paranoia about job security, technology that allows work from anywhere, or an overwhelming backlog of work on return. Whatever the reasons, experts say employers need to stress paid time off as not just a perk, but a necessity for employee well-being. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. Alex Smith threw for 324 yards and three touchdowns to help the Kansas City Chiefs remain undefeated with a 42-34 victory over the Houston Texans last night in a game where J.J. Watt broke his left leg. Deshaun Watson's 48-yard touchdown pass got the Texans within six early in the fourth quarter before Smith extended the lead for Kansas City to 32-20 on a 10-yard pass to DeAnthony Thomas with about 9 minutes left. Tyreek Hill padded the lead when he returned a punt 82 yards for a touchdown. Watson threw for 261 yards and five touchdowns, but the Texans failed to recreate the magic they found last week when they recorded a franchise record 57 points in a victory over Tennessee. The Chiefs now 5-0 after last night's victory. They'll face the Pittsburgh Steelers next Sunday at Arrowhead. Mid-America Network Sports.
Shop Lowe's All for Fall event and find great deals to spruce up your great outdoors. Fall's the perfect time to focus on your lawn, and now you can get up to 30% off select Scott seed and fertilizer. And keep your landscape looking its best by cleaning up the leaves with a Poland Pro backpack blower, now at a new lower price of just $199. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Scott's offer valid 9/27 through 10/11. Blower offer valid 9/21 through 11/19. While supplies last, selection varies by location, U.S. only.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we've been putting tires on cars since 1926. And we know when the road gets rough, you need a set of tires that can get tough. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $60 on a Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid October 12th through November 12th. Claim form required. Prepaid card is issued with the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Bancorp Bank member FDIC expiration applies.
Texas running back Chris Warren III scored on a two-yard touchdown run in the second overtime when the powerful running back moved a pile of Kansas State tacklers across the goal line, sending the Longhorns to a 40-34 win Saturday night. The touchdown came after Kansas State's Matthew McCrane missed a 53-yard field goal attempt that bounced off the left upright. Kansas State quarterback Jesse Ertz threw touchdown passes of 82 and 12 yards to Dalton Shane in the first half, but Ertz took himself out of the game after an awkward trip and fall on a short run in the third quarter. Wildcats trailed, but Alex Delton came in and ran the tying touchdown and later drove the Wildcats to a go-ahead field goal in the fourth quarter. Dalton also ran for a touchdown in the first overtime. Again, the Longhorns over the Wildcats, 40-34 in double overtime. Next up for the Wildcats, TCU this Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Mid-America Network Sports.
Centralia Panthers defeated the Washington County Tigers in our Friday feature game 50-0. It was the Trenton Fletty show for Centralia, as he scored from 17 yards out early in the ball game, added a 79-yard scamper before the end of the first quarter, and it was 15-0 Centralia. Fletty again from 3 yards out, middle of the second quarter. Campbell Haverkamp found a 39-yard touchdown late in the first half, and it was a 10-yard pass from Fletty to Haverkamp for their final score before intermission. It was 36-0. Trenton Fletty scrambles 80 yards on a kick return to open the second half, and Devin Feldkamp goes 25 yards for their final score late in the third quarter. Final, Centralia 50, Washington County nothing. Tigers only suited up 11 players, played both sides of the ball all night. Tigers fall winless in 6 starts. Centralia improves to 4-2. Our final, Centralia over Washington County in district action in Twin Valley League play Friday. Reporting for Candy Y Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
Marysville Bulldogs defeat the Chapman Irish 38-20 to take at least a share of the NCKL title. Marysville started off the game scoring first with 7:49 to go in the first quarter on a 26-yard pass play, Jack Bloomer to Gabe Pischel. Bloomer's two-point pass to Braver was good, 8-0 Marysville. Chapman responded with a 64-yard TD pass from Isaac Jackson to Brandon Colston. Jackson's two-point play was good, and we were tied at 8, 5:58 to go in the first quarter. With 44 seconds to go in the first quarter, Marysville retook the lead 16-8 on a one-yard Derek Graver touchdown run. Bloomer's pass to Backus was good. As time expired in the first half, Chapman scores to make it 16-14 on a pass play Jackson to Watkins on fourth down. The Harvey two-point play was no good. Marysville took a halftime lead 16-14. Chapman started the second half scoring with a touchdown pass, Jackson again to Colston, this time for 35 yards. The two-point play was no good, and Chapman led 16-20 with 7:26 to go in the third quarter. From there, it was all Marysville, 4:56 in the third quarter. Bloomer throws a 35-yard touchdown pass to Gabe Pischel. Backus's two-yard run is good, 24-20 Marysville at that point. In the fourth quarter, Marysville scored on a 6-yard Bloomer TD run. The Bloomer to Pischel two-point play was good, 32-20 Marysville, and with 7:16 to go in the ball game, Bloomer to Wetter for a 4-yard touchdown pass. The two-point play is no good. Marysville 38, Chapman 20. Marysville goes to 5-1 on the season. They'll start district play next week against Beloit. For KNDY, I'm Jason Brenniger.
Friday night football action. Centralia took Washington County 50-0. Wakefield over Frankfort 54-8. Hanover down Blue Valley 62-0. Axtell trimmed Wetmore 62-26. Lintop Southern Cloud 52-6. Jacksonites over Waubonsie 52-0. Troy took McLeod 36-12. Donovan West over Horton 44-34. And Burlingame beat Clifton Clyde 48-0. Friend over Diller Odell, 20-8. Fairbury beat Southern 65-6. Clay Center over Abilene, 48-6. Wamego down Concordia, 14-12. On Saturday, Marysville beat Chapman 38-20. Valley Heights shut out Oswego 48-0.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel asks everyone to give a round of applause for our boys in red and white. The Auburn football team has worked tremendously hard this season, and the fans know the guys are sure to wow the crowd. Good luck, Bulldogs, from your friends at Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. State Bank of Odell is excited about the football game as the Diller Odell Griffins take on the competition. Come support the athletes as they put all their skills and talents on the line. Let's cheer loudly for the mighty Griffins. Good luck from the friendly staff at State Bank of Odell, member FDIC. Beatrice Machine Company is proud to support and cheer on the Beatrice Orangemen football team and wishes the players good luck at the game. The guys have worked hard and are sure to dominate the opponents. Go for the touchdowns. From the fans at Beatrice Machine Company, proud to support our local athletes.
Roasted, steamed, or shredded into slaw, Brussels sprouts have gained greater appreciation over the past few years. But like any vegetable, proper harvesting, storage, and preparation is key to obtaining the best flavor and nutrition. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Brussels sprouts have the best flavor when harvested in cool weather and even better after a light frost or two. The sprouts grow above each leaf along the stem. Harvest when the sprouts are firm and about 1 to 2 inches in diameter. Start from the bottom and work your way up the stem as younger sprouts reach full size. Or remove the whole stalk at the end of the season. Store in a cool location or the refrigerator. I like them steamed and plain, but most people prefer to dress them up a bit. Try sautéing or grilling to caramelize the natural sugars for a sweeter flavor that reluctant eaters may find more pleasing. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Abraham Lincoln led the country through the Civil War, but it was this man who defeated him for the Senate just 2 years prior. We'll go to the home of the man known as the Little Giant on this edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Janet Mondlach has put much time into restoring and opening this historic home in Brandon, Vermont.
Stephen Douglas was born in this house in 1813.
Douglas is still well known today, probably because of the famous man against whom he campaigned.
He ran for president against Abraham Lincoln, and most people will remember him from the debates.
Those famous debates occurred in 1858, 2 years prior to Lincoln's presidential contest, when he and Douglas crisscrossed Illinois to win votes for their Senate campaigns.
His father was a local doctor in town, and this house is right in the center of town. His father died when he was only 2 months old.
Stephen's mother could not care for the children and the home and moved the family in with her parents on the family farm.
He did not like the farm life. He was not meant to be a farmer. When he was a young teenager, he decided to become a cabinet maker.
He moved to Illinois as a teenager and began to read law, then entered politics, where his legacy became intertwined with that of Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln and Douglas ran against each other for a senator seat, and Douglas won. And then when they were running against each other for president, Douglas was much better known. But Douglas, his platform was always let the states decide, let the people decide. And ultimately, that's what ruined his political career, but probably saved the nation.
Lincoln won the presidential election of 1860, of course. Douglas's platform of states' rights was defeated, and the nation soon entered the Civil War. While it is Lincoln who is better known today, it is Stephen Douglas, Lincoln's political adversary, that was born here in central Vermont. Traveling the countryside in Brandon, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCray.
If it doesn't rain and your bees can't find plants to pollinate, honey and wax production suffer. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Apiculture insurance is a safety net for producers as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Beekeeping operations are very diverse. They have different plant species, climates, and precipitation requirements across the nation. It's been a hot, dry summer in my area. The lack of rainfall has been hard on plant growth, which in turn makes it tough for bees to produce honey, wax, and breeding stock. Insurance for beekeepers has previously only been available to select states, but this year, the USDA has expanded coverage to the entire 48 contiguous states. Robert Ibera is the acting associate administrator for the USDA's Risk Management Agency. He says the insurance coverage is based on a grid system.
Each grid is roughly about a 17 by 17 square mile grid. The colonies are assigned to one or more grids based on where they're located to be insured. It actually ends up covering the amount of rainfall, the precipitation that the producers get in each individual grid.
The insurance payments are determined for each grid by using climate data from the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
When the final grid index falls below a trigger grid index, then the producer may receive some type of an indemnity. It just covers a single peril, which is the lack of precipitation. It's based on the experience of the entire grid, and it's not really based on the individual farm or specific weather stations in the general area.
Producers select two-month intervals where precipitation is most important to their operation, and they can select more than one interval. Beekeepers, you have until November 17th to enroll in coverage for the 2018 crop year, which is done through private crop insurance agents. Learn more about apiculture insurance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a household antiques and collectibles auction for Lucille Godfrey, Saturday, October 14th, sale begins at 10 a.m. inside at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Selling a number of primitives, antique, and collectible items, including a coach spool cabinet, glass front kitchen cabinet, drop front glass top secretary, two wood wall telephones, a number of antique toys, cream and green enamel cast kitchen cook stove, approximately 100 pieces cream and green enamelware, and other miscellaneous. Household items will sell at 10 a.m., including 7-foot custom-built oak display cabinet, bookshelves, a wood rocker, 5 modern pattern-backed chairs, 32-inch flat-screen TV, dinette set with 2 chairs, full-size bed, 2 twin-size bed, 30 modern dolls, and miscellaneous. This household antique and collectibles auction for Lucille Godfrey Saturday, October 14th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
After 3 straight years of declines, net farm income is headed up once again, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. More today on the Farm Journal Report.
Starting early. Well, no one has to tell a smart grower why that's important. That's why the DuPont Crop Protection True Choice Early Pay Multiplier Program could be right up your alley. Or row. The True Choice Early Pay Multiplier Program maximizes the money you spend on the DuPont crop protection products you choose to guard against pest and disease. It not only boosts your purchasing power, but it comes with convenient, flexible options you can use at participating retailers. The earlier you commit, the more money you can save on the DuPont crop protection products that will help your crops realize their full potential. And you can get the most for your money by signing up before December 1st. Don't be late for being early. Call your DuPont crop protection or Pioneer sales professional for more information and to sign up by December 1st to maximize your savings. You can also visit earlypay.dupont.com to see how getting in early can pay off for you. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance. Subject to True Choice terms and conditions.
When the USDA says farm income is rising again, keep in mind that's across all of agriculture. For example, much of the livestock sector looks better. Jackson Takish is with Farmer Mac.
If you look at the dairy industry, if you look at the cattle industry, hogs, poultry, mostly on the livestock sectors, cash receipts look to be up this year compared to 16, much higher than we expected at the beginning of the year. I think it's probably better than we expected last year, but still nowhere near where we want it to be.
Crop farmers, in general terms, are not doing as well. Alan Hoskins, president of American Farm Mortgage and Financial Services in Louisville, Kentucky.
in our area, I would anticipate we're going to see flat incomes at best. Obviously, there's going to be some outliers, but I would say across the board, we're looking at flat incomes in contrast to last year. We're definitely seeing people that are going through some stress financially, no question. I think one of the things that we're really looking for is the stress and working capital.
Despite the forecasted increase in net farm income from a year ago, the USDA points out that the total is still lower than every year since 2010. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the National Cooperative Bank releasing its annual NCB Co-op 100. That's a listing of the nation's top 100 revenue-earning cooperative businesses. This year, the top two, once again, agriculture-based. Number one is CHS, based in St. Paul, Minnesota, reporting $30.3 billion in revenue for 2016. Number two, Dairy Farmers of America, based in Kansas City, it's reporting $13.5 billion in revenue. Find the full list online at agview.net. Well, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed its 2018 budget resolution. It paves the way now for tax reform and for a new farm bill to be written. Although the resolution includes $10 billion in cuts to agriculture, the Senate version of the resolution has no instructions for cuts. Once the Senate passes their budget resolution, the two will then agree on a final budget resolution. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway says he expects the final House-Senate deal will omit any required cuts to agriculture spending and then focus on tax reform. If that does happen, the House and Senate Ag Committees will be able to write the 2018 Farm Bill within spending amounts projected under the current law and will not allow for additional spending, but will not require any cuts to be made either. And the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center based in St. Louis announced this week a five-year, $16 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to identify new genes and pathways that contribute to photosynthesis and enhanced water usage for sorghum. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Target information from Mid-America Ag Network. Pressure on corn, especially on Kansas City wheat here on Monday. December KC wheat down 5 3/4 at 431. March down 5 3/4 at 449. December corn down 0.5 cent, 349 1/4. March down 0.75 cents, 362 1/2. Soybeans have been really bouncing around today. Back down now. November beans down 0.25 cent at 972. Jan beans down 0.25 cent at 982 3/4. October soybean meal is down 60 cents at 314.40. December is down 140 at 317.80. October soybean oil is up 26 points at 32.97. December is up 33 at 33.28. So we're looking at mixed numbers across the soy complex as we roll through the middle of the day here on our Monday. Now, livestock numbers have been mixed as well. A lot of volatility all across the ag futures markets here. October live cattle now back up 70 at 111.72. December up 35 at 117.27. Feeders are still trending down. October feeders down 7 at 153.87. November down 20 at 155.55. We do see some green in some of the later months. Hogs have been mixed and have bounced around on their own. October hogs down 17 currently at 59 even. December hogs down a nickel at 60.87. So a lot of movement in the livestock complex. Cotton seems to have some issues today. December cotton down 34 points at 68.50. March is down 32 at 67.97. Crude oil is up. November crude is up 37 cents at 49.66. December is up 35 at 50 even. And we're starting to see some movement in some of the other energies. Unleaded gas has now popped back up. Heating oil and natural gas are still on the downside. And gold is up sharply. October gold up $10.30 at $1,281.90 an ounce. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
If you haven't eaten a vegetable in months but put only full synthetic oil in your car, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you wear old coveralls over your new coveralls, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. Now get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic or high mileage motor oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Plus, Speed Perks members will also get a $5 reward.
Limited time. See store at advanceautoparts.com for details.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. Orion Samuelson with you today, looking at some proposed rules from government agencies impacting agriculture. After this message,
the folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
I would guess if farmers and ranchers were asked to vote on their least favorite government agency, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, would win hands down. Farmers and ranchers have been at odds with that agency ever since it was formed back in the 1960s. And now, the latest go-around, the Environmental Protection Agency last week said it was seeking comment on a proposal to reduce 2018 biodiesel blending requirements into the domestic fuel supply. Prices for soy oil, the most widely used feedstock to produce biodiesel, fell to a five-week low on that news because it raised worries of a decline in demand. The EPA said a potential decline in biodiesel imports could raise domestic prices and create severe economic harm, allowing the EPA to issue waivers to those obligated to blend biodiesel under the renewable fuel standard, the EPA said in a draft proposal. The EPA already proposed cuts to 2018 blending volumes for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuel in July amid complaints from, guess who, petroleum companies, that the requirements added billions in cost. That came before the Commerce Department, August 23rd, imposed duties on imports of Argentine and Indonesian biodiesel. And then, of course, the other ongoing fight with the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers is WOTUS. So a couple of days ago, the National Corn Growers Association asked the EPA and the Army Corps to rescind the 2015 Waters of the United States rule and write a new rule that provides farmers with clarity and certainty, reduces red tape, and does not discourage farming practices that improve water quality. Back with a final word after this message.
Stock up on STP antifreeze coolants from the Farmers Cooperative. Purchase 3 cases of STP antifreeze and earn $1 off each gallon at any of our car care centers. Plus, enter to win great prizes, and one lucky winner will receive 2 tickets to the Nebraska Husker and Kansas Jayhawks basketball game, plus dinner for two at Misty's on December 16th. Offer good until November 30th. See your Farmers Cooperative today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
President of the National Corn Growers, Wesley Spurlock, said the corn growers are ready to work with the EPA anytime. That's National Farm Report. a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Pioneer Growing Point Agronomy Trials and Information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer field agronomist Scott Eversgert to discuss wheat nitrogen rate.
So as we look at nitrogen in wheat, it's probably one of the variables in wheat production we actually have some control over. So many things that happen in wheat production we can't control, but nitrogen is one we can. When we look at a comprehensive nitrogen management program for wheat, it really does start in the fall when we look at putting that crop in the ground. So if we're going into a tough scenario, we want to make sure we got some nitrogen available for that crop, even in the fall, to get that crop established and get some tillering going on. So we will typically look at 30 to 50 pounds of nitrogen in the fall at seeding. Now, obviously, if we're following soybeans, usually the DAP requirements for that soybean crop or for that wheat crop will fulfill the nitrogen. If we're following a corn crop, typically our soils are pretty depleted of nitrogen following corn, so we'll have to make sure we're adding some supplemental in besides the DAP in the form of urea or some other form of nitrogen to get that 30 to 50 pounds out there in the fall.
What factors should growers consider when determining the nitrogen rate for wheat?
So there are a couple other important factors. Number one being the variety. We have discovered over time that each variety is going to respond differently to nitrogen rates, especially as we look at our spring nitrogen rates, but even looking at back into the fall during seeding, as we look at nitrogen rates it takes to establish a crop. The most popular seeding rate we will recommend is we start out around 1.4 million to maybe 1.5 million seeds per acre. We will then start to increase that depending on conditions. So as you get into the fall of 2017, we're sitting here in a very, very dry scenario right now. We will definitely increase those seeding rates just because a lot of the wheat that we're getting ready to plant is not going to come up till it rains, and the forecast doesn't look very favorable for that. So without that quick emergence, we basically effectively have a later planting date. The later planting date will, of course, call for us to increase the seeding rates. So we'll definitely do that as we get into these dry conditions. And then, of course, no-till. If we're no-tilling a wheat crop, obviously the seed bed isn't as good. So we're going to, again, increase the seeding rates as much as 10 to 15 to 20%. So definitely some decisions made here this fall that will have a big influence on what we do in the spring as far as nitrogen management to compensate for that lack of a good seed bed. Contact your local Pioneer sales professional to discuss the correct nitrogen rates for your operation.
Thanks, Scott. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride event is back this fall. Whether you're ready to tailgate or take a scenic drive, you can get the right tires and a reward of up to $100 with the purchase of a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires. It's the perfect way to get your car ready for the season and save. Visit your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, forecasts for corn and soybean crop production have been all over the place this season, but history proves that USDA's October forecasts are usually very, very accurate. We get the story from Gary Crawford.
The moment of truth is getting nearer now. This coming Thursday, the 12th, high noon, that's when the Agriculture Department will release its October crop production forecast based partly on farmer surveys and a lot on lab tests of crop samples from thousands of corn and soybean fields across the country. We say moment of truth because the chairman of USDA's Outlook Board, Seth Meyer, says it's his experience the October numbers are likely to be very close to what actually is going to be harvested, especially for corn.
The crop's reaching maturity, harvest is underway, the farmers have a better idea of what's there, and you've got lab observations, and so that's why we tend by October to have a yield for corn. that doesn't change much at that point. It's not to say it can't change after October, but October is usually the month where it really locks down, and from that point forward, changes tend to be very modest.
And indeed, for corn, the September forecast over the last 20 years has missed the actual harvest number by an average of 271 million bushels, the October forecast missing the mark an average of only 148. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, House Agriculture Committee Chair Mike Conaway echoed comments made last week by Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, saying the negotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement are not moving fast enough. Conaway stated, quote, Perdue hit the nail on the head when he said we need to stop circling the ring in NAFTA renegotiations and begin laying out concrete agricultural proposals, end quote. He made those comments ahead of a weekend trip to Canada to engage on agricultural issues in advance of the next round of NAFTA negotiations. That round will be happening this week. Perdue spoke to the Washington International Trade Association last week. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT.